Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight, it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday, Part 2, Vote 2020. Now, I have voted, and if you are voting and still in line, I want you to please, whatever state you're in, if you're in those battleground states, please stay in line. I mean, stay in line with, like, people were staying in line for the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I mean, stay in line, y'all. We need you. We need your vote. It is your right to stay in line and vote. I was so glad I got to vote this evening with my ballot, and I did it at West Angeles Church of God in Christ on Crenshaw. And it was a blessing to be able to do so. Peaceful, quiet, just walk right in, came right out. And, you know, if you had a church you could go to, it was, that's wonderful. If you had a ballot you can go to, that's wonderful. It's a ballot place you can go to and drop off your ballot or just do the regular voting, then yes, I'm so glad you were able to do so early or at a convenience. But though there are those who could not. And we did have a story about, unfortunately, some Trump supporters trying to run a bus of people for Biden and Kamala, a Biden bus, off the road. And that was a scary thing. So if you got to vote in peace without anybody lurking around, you are blessed and highly favored. And even if you had to deal with something, and you got through it, you are still blessed and highly favored. And I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for my listeners here from LA to New York to Memphis to Africa to Canada, Suriname. I could go on and on. Thank you for listening. Continue to be with us. If you voted and you had a good experience, let us know. If you did not have a good experience, let us know that as well. You can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us your story, your Vote 2020 story at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we'd like to have you share it and tell us about it, and we can tell other people about it. I think it should be a film in itself about this 2020 election and voting. And I'm going to quote a comedian, Ricky Smiley. I saw on one of his posts on Facebook, he said, "Today feels like the whole country is waiting on a STD test." It was the funniest thing I have heard, one of the funniest things to put levity to the mood, and one of the funniest things I've heard all day. And it does, it's crazy how everything feels right now. You know, people are racking up on things to, you know, board up their places of business and store food just in case anything breaks out, if it goes one way or the other. So, you know, we are all in prayer. We are definitely all in prayer as to what the results should be and need to be. And I am just hopeful that the country showed up And I'm talking about the right part of the country that's empathetic, love God the right way, a country that believes in equality and fairness, and that leadership should exist and unjust treatment should not on any level, on any form. Whether you're here or not from here, whether you're an adult, child, elderly person, black person, Latino person, Asian person, Jewish person, it don't matter. We are looking for that part of the country to show up. Indian persons, whoever you are. You could be a plaid person. We just are looking for you to show up and show up strong, because the world literally right now is watching. And I'm hoping for the best. And I believe, regardless of what the outcome is, we will get through it. We will get through it if it's not a Biden-Harris win. So I am thankful to be able to vote. I remember going to the polls with my grandmother, and she passed away at 91. So she was born in 1914. So when I went to the polls with her, it was like a historical event, because I knew of the stories that they went through during the time. She went through all of that, Jim Crow and then some. Her grandmother was a slave. So the experience of knowing that history, being around older people, and, you know, growing up knowing the importance of my vote, it was vital to how I lived my life and picked what I did politically. Because it always has effect. So what I'm going to say is, it's pivotal, but we are a people. We are a people. And no one person or one party can defeat humanity. All right? Remember that. We are together, and we are one human race that will and should love each other. All right? So this is Vote 2020 here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios for It's a Wrap Wednesday. And as I always say, people, I want you to continue and always be great.